some amazing new data has emerged. A large-scale research of 10 million candidate profiles by Telania reveals why men get an unfair advantage finding new job opportunities. It's staggering. It's 2020 and women are still being paid 79 cents to the dollar as compared to men, and with women only making up 40% of managers. Deep structural problems exist, starting with the hiring process. The problem is twofold, arising both from the way candidates are recruited, as well as the presence of implicit bias when viewing candidates. It isn't that there aren't qualified women in the pipeline. It's that recruiters find and accept candidates who write resumes and professional networking profiles in a certain way, the male way. Discrimination based on how people write their resumes is apparent in both human recruitment and improperly trained AI-powered recruitment systems. For example, Amazon scrapped their recruiting AI after finding that there was gender bias, specifically related to certain language used by male candidates as opposed to female candidates. Recruiters use skills as keywords to search on sites like LinkedIn to find candidates. According to a study by LinkedIn, profiles listing five or more skills are viewed 17 times more than profiles with fewer skills. But according to LinkedIn, women listed 11% fewer skills than men, meaning fewer opportunities to be found by recruiters. However, the number of skills on a candidate profile is just one side of the story. Women also tend to write less text on their profiles, describing their career and achievements. A recent study conducted by Telania analyzed over 10 million profiles and found that women write on average 34.2% less text on their public profiles on social sites like LinkedIn. In that study, Telania divided males and females into three groups, depending on the amount of words on the profiles: short, medium, and long. So here are the results. In the group with the shortest profiles, women outnumbered males by 12.3%. In the group with medium length profiles, that difference was 18.8%, but in this case, in favor of males. Now in the group with the longest profiles, males dominated again with 71.4% more representation. This study showed clearly that women tend to write less text on their profiles. The implications of this is simple. Recruiters are likely to consider less text on a profile as a reason to overlook or simply ignore candidates. With so many profiles to review, recruiters prefer to look at profiles that are rich and full of content to help them make an educated decision on whether to contact such candidates and invite them to an interview. The first section recruiters review, the Telania study finds, is the candidate's self-description. Then they're likely to look at the required skills and then the description of each of the roles they performed in their career. If recruiters look for a particular skill, they prefer to see it mentioned in either the candidate's self-description or within the text description of the most recent role. Aside from the recruiting process, women often face implicit bias in the hiring process. Implicit bias can be poignantly shown by one Skidmore College study relating to STEM hiring. In this study, identical resumes were given to hiring managers, with the only difference being the gender of the name. The resume with the female gendered name was perceived as less competent and was less likely to be hired. Even when a hiring manager would hire the fictional candidate, her salary would be on average 13% lower than her identical male counterpart. So, it is possible to find and hire more talented women into positions they deserve. You simply need to understand how bias against women manifests in the recruiting process and be proactive toward changing recruiting practices accordingly.